This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we've got censorship to talk about, plus the lawsuit by Gavin McInnes, who is this, I don't know, right-wing guy, kind of?
I wouldn't call him right-wing.
No, I don't.
Right-leaning moderate.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll see a little bit more about him. He's suing the Southern Poverty Law Center. And that's an activist group that, I guess, tracks other activist groups that they don't like, basically. And we can talk about that.
Aren't all comedians these days who are, like, moderate, like, just even, like, a little bit, like, right of, let's say, Bernie Sanders, aren't they considered Nazis these days? If you're a comedian and you aren't, like, the most liberal of liberals, you're a Nazi.
Is McInnes a comedian?
Yes.
Oh, see, I had no idea.
He does a lot of political work, but he's mostly a comedian. He's done some pretty good stuff.
Is he like a stand-up comedian or like a skits kind of?
He does a show. He does, like, you know, one of those talking head shows.
I thought he's also done some stand-up.
I think he has done some stand-up as well.
So we can talk about that stuff. Plus, last week, Johnson, you were in here. You do Tuesdays with us most of the time. And there's going to be one day where Vin will be in this week, but you won't. Or not this week, but this month. And it's going to be a weird month because I'm leaving for Mexico tomorrow, and so we're not going to have our normal Tuesday show next week unless something drastic happens in Mexico and we can't broadcast from there for some reason. But we're going to start with the story, Johnson, that you brought in last week, and we didn't get a chance to do it. And I said, bring it back in. Let's do it, because it did sound interesting, and we discussed, what was it, working last week, at some aspect of jobs last week, and I'm spacing on what it was, but we talked about the, I think it was it millennials and working? Honestly, I don't even remember what it was. we talked about something jobs-related last week, and I thought, oh, it would have been great to cover this also at the same time, but we just, as it sometimes happens with Free Talk Live, we run out of time. So Ian Johnson and Laurel here in the studio tonight. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We invite you to dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm.
So I do have that story up.
You pulled it up. Okay. Yeah. And it's from Reason.com.
Yeah. So it's talking about an investigation into why people are working.
Oh, I remember. I'm sorry. I remember what it was. It was the article in the New York Times by a woman who was just bewildered as to why young people
why people like their jobs.
Right. She could not imagine why young people, presumably millennials, were actually interested in going to their jobs. The idea was just completely foreign to this person, so we ended up talking about, you know, people who do enjoy working and why they enjoy working, and, you know, just kind of getting into that aspect of it. It was kind of
an
interesting
story. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
There's satisfaction in participating in society and doing something that's valuable to other people.
Yes, to help others get what they want.
Exactly. There is satisfaction in a job well done. There's satisfaction in bringing home your own paycheck that you earned yourself.
That's listed as one of the top things for employers. Like, a lot of the articles where it says if you want to have and keep millennials at your workplace, one of the things that you need to offer, you know, besides, you know, perks and benefits to the job is some sort of sense of meaning, providing a job that provides that kind of sense of meaning. Otherwise, presumably, according to one of these silly articles, millennials will leave because, you know, they just flit about from job to job, and if they don't find a satisfaction, well, then they're gone.
And meaning doesn't have to be something as incredible as saving somebody's life or making a huge difference in somebody's life. It can be something as simple as, you know, fixing the railing on their front porch so now people aren't going to fall over. It's the satisfaction of doing something that needed to be done.
Well, not only that, not only that needs to be done, there are things that you can just help people with and that people will appreciate you for.
Mm-hmm.
A good example of this is my roommate, Matt. He is a was a professional chef. He doesn't do that anymore because, honestly, it's not the best paying of work. It's hard work. It doesn't really necessarily pay well unless you happen to be at one of the fanciest, you know, restaurants out there. But I've talked to multiple chefs who put so much effort into what it is that they do, and they're not doing it for the money. They really do it because they want to see people smile. They want to see people say to them, that was really delicious.
Although they do expect to be paid.
Well, no, of course. I mean, it's not all about getting
right.
You know, somebody's appreciation, but you can get paid, and if nobody ever tells you your food's good,
mm-hmm.
It's not going to be the same.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's not going to be as satisfying of a thing. Because that's
unless you make a TV show and tell other people how their food is terrible.
It's terrible.
Yeah. There's satisfaction in that, too.
There are going to be exceptions to the rules, obviously. But every chef I've ever known, that's their main reason for doing it. They want to satisfy their customer. They want people to feel like they're a good chef and they've made a really delicious dish or whatever. And whether it's something as a fancy restaurant or just your typical kind of average place, that's one of the driving factors. So just a job well done in general, whether mm-hmm. it's something that needed to be done. You didn't need to make a nice meal for somebody. They could have eaten something that wasn't that nice.
That's true.
It would have kept them alive. But in this case, they enjoyed the whole process. So we can get into the story, but we're going to the phones first. In this case, it's going to be from Reason.com. So last week it was New York Times, kind of leftist sounding article written by somebody who clearly doesn't want to work and doesn't understand it.
Sounds like a leftist.
Whereas with the folks over at Reason.com, normally these are people that are, you know, pretty libertarian writers,
uh-huh.
typically.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see where they're coming from on this perspective of why do so many modern jobs seem pointless. That's the title here. But let's go first to Ron in New York, the man obsessed already with the 2020 election. It's every single time you've got something to say about it. Go ahead, Ron. What's the latest?
Well, I bring tidings of good news. Bill Weld has left the building. He has left the Libertarian Party officially. He has rejoined the Republican Party, so he's no longer our problem.
Isn't that a violation of what he promised not to do? Didn't he promise that he wasn't going to go back to the Republicans?
Oh, but he's a politician. This is what they do
right.
all the time.
Yeah. I just thought it was worth pointing that out. This guy, who the Libertarians were so excited about because he was a former governor of Massachusetts, which for me was all I needed to know he was bad news, is now, you know, he's gone back on his promise that he wasn't going to rejoin the Republican Party. But this doesn't mean that he won't re-rejoin the Libertarians, because they can, for instance, the Republican primary is going to be over by the time the Libertarians select their nominee. So if he fails at running for the Republican presidential nomination, which he likely will, he can then just throw his hat right back into the Libertarian.
Yeah.
Right?
But I've also heard a report that here's what I've heard is that he talked with Justin Amash, and Justin Amash is going to run for the Libertarian nomination. And Bill Weld is going to run for the Republican nomination. And Bill Weld's probably going to fall flat on his face, but he doesn't know that yet.
I've heard he's done that a few times from heavy drinking.
That's what I've heard right now. But they're saying mm-hmm. in 2 weeks, like on February 15th, he's going to make an announcement in Concord, New Hampshire. And typically when you set up a big announcement in a certain place, it's not to say, oh, I'm not running for president, which means he's probably in as a Republican.
Yeah, that's what it's sounding like. Although he did endorse Hillary Clinton while he was running for the Libertarian Party's presidential or vice presidential nomination, while he had received it, so he was their vice presidential nominee. He got on television and basically endorsed Hillary on more than one occasion. So maybe he'll pop up in the Democrats. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, I'd love to see if he runs as a Republican, is he now going to have to mold himself as like a right-wing Tea Party, pro-life, anti-gay marriage conservative now? Because
I doubt it.
For most of his life, he's been a Democrat registered as a Republican.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know enough about the guy, and honestly, I find him very distasteful as far as, you know, political candidates are concerned. But then again, that's true for me, for most politicians. Ron, thanks for the call. In fact, I'm going to put you on hold here. We're going to see if we can improve your call quality since you've called more than a couple times. I'm going to have you talk to the board operator, and we're going to see if we can improve that because his levels are kind of like all over the place. He's real quiet, and he gets real loud. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. Jobs, modern jobs. Why do so many seem pointless? Johnson, you're going to look into that with us here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. On whatever's on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. AnyPay.Global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You dial in. line toll-free here. Bring up anything that you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves. That's the point of Free Talk Live. And it's brought to you by Liberty.menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then Liberty.menu is for you. If you aren't those things, then don't go to Liberty.menu because you're not welcome. But if you are a libertarian type, then you would really appreciate Liberty.menu because it can connect you to other liberty-friendly business owners. Because if you, you know, want to get a thing or a service of some sort, doesn't it make sense to buy from somebody who is ideologically compatible with you as opposed to, say, somebody who is against your beliefs and is then going to use the profits they make against you? So go to liberty.menu and use code FTL. You can submit whatever you want. So if you have a business or maybe more than one business, or maybe you're a content producer like you, Laurel, you've got your own YouTube channel.
Yes.
So content producers are welcome. Businesses are welcome. Events are welcome. People that are making, you know, coordinators of events and that kind of thing. Go to liberty.menu. You can use code FTL and get a special Free Talk Live listener badge on your profile. We can't give you a discount because it's free to use liberty.menu. So get on over there and check it out. It's liberty.menu. Let's continue here with more of your thoughts. Matthew's on the line in Louisiana listening via TuneIn. And go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah, and Laurel, you'll really enjoy the cost of liberty.menu. It's free.
Yes, it is.
That's my favorite price.
Right. And by the way, totally enjoyed your last video about pole numbers as the opposite number pole numbers.
Yep. How do people find your YouTube channel?
It's Laurel. Just go to YouTube and Google Laurel and you'll find me in YouTube.
I just don't think that's going to work. I mean, there's a lot of Laurels on YouTube. There's nothing
else. There's not a
really?
Lot of Laurels on YouTube.
Okay. I'm going to try it here and I'll let you know what my results are.
It's a total code word, it means Laurel.
The total what?
It's a code word. It means Laurel.
What code word?
It's a bad joke. Don't worry about
okay.
it. It died. That joke died mercifully. Do not try to revive it.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It was a terrible, terrible meme. You remember the blue dress, black?
Oh, you're talking about the Yanny Laurel thing?
Oh, the Yanny.
That's
okay.
the first thing that comes up when you search for
that
Laurel.
Might come up, yeah.
I am not seeing your channel here in the
first
page.
If you want to just type it in, it's youtube.com/C/Laurel's channel.
Laurel's channel.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's a little easier. Very good.
Okay.
So, Matthew, go ahead.
Last night I was listening to the last bit of the show. They replayed it this morning on WGSO. And there was a guy talking about the Constitution, and I believe it was you, Ian, who said that basically that did not work. I'm not sure if I entirely agree with you, but I do think we are a long way from what the founders had in mind. And the reason is, the founders never envisioned a system where everybody who is a citizen would get the sovereign franchise. They had some restrictions when they first set up the Constitution, and I think it was you had to own real property.
You're talking about for voting?
For voting. That is what the sovereign franchise means. It means you get to decide what, you know, the representatives are and in whose interest they represent.
Well, I think what I was saying was that it was sort of a summary of what Lysander Spooner said about the Constitution, was that it was either powerless to prevent the government that we have today or that it authorized it. I mean, it's one or the other. So what's your preference?
Well, my contention is that basically we voted for the government we have now.
Well, I didn't.
Well, no, you didn't, but I guarantee you, say you have an election, 51% say, yay, we win, we get to implement our policies. The other 49% says, oh, no, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to incorrectly quote Winston Churchill, he said, democracy is the absolute worst type of government except for all the others.
He would be
I don't know if it's true. I don't know if that's correct. I mean, I think that...
Well, the other choice that has a decent track record in one country, and that would be monarchy, and that's the only country where I can find that it has a decent, not a good track record, it was basically England,
later to Great Britain. But then they started to just kind of go from basically a system of individual liberty that they won at great cost during the Peasants' Revolt, and then they just started frittering their liberties away. And now it's, you know, it's better than the EU, but only slightly.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't Brexit, it looks really bad over there in Europe.
Well, I think now that we're seeing a crackdown on people who have a difference of opinion, it's becoming much more obvious how important the Bill of Rights in the United States is, because they don't have it in the UK, because they don't have it in Europe. And we're seeing what a difference that makes when somebody like Count Dankula can be...
Count Dankula?
Yes, he is a YouTube creator, and he made some jokes people didn't like,
okay.
And he was arrested, tried, Whoa. And convicted for making jokes
this
on his YouTube
this
channel.
This is the gentleman, I'm sure you're aware of him, that made his girlfriend's dog salute like a Nazi.
Oh,
yeah,
he's
the Nazi dog.
Oh.
But he didn't hurt anybody.
No.
Nobody was injured.
Hurt someone's feelings.
It was a big joke.
He has since become very, very famous on YouTube.
Really?
How much time did he go to jail for? Well, he was ordered to pay a fine, and he refused to pay.
Good.
And they're appealing it. I think it's currently in appeals.
And what was his name? Count what?
Count Dankula.
Dankula.
He's a Scottish guy.
Yeah,
that's great.
He speaks some other language besides English. I'm not sure what
Scottish.
It is.
Scottish. All right, Matthew, so what are you trying to say here about the Constitution? I'm not real clear. Are you saying that it's actually,
well,
you know, worthwhile?
I think if... I really don't know. I really don't know. Because, by and large, we're not as bad off as a lot of other places that don't have...
Yeah, but tell that to the people that the United States government has bombed to death. They think
well,
they feel
I wasn't
about
talking
it.
About people who live in other countries, mind you. I was talking about those who live here.
Now, no, I understand what you're saying.
Bombs, they may want to return the favor.
But the original point of the United States, one of them, was to not have a standing military and to only form that army at times when defense was necessary. And now you have a occupying force going out into over 100 countries around the world and dropping bombs in multiple places over many years, killing many innocent people. That was not the original intention of the Founding Fathers, right? So, I mean, the Constitution has been an abject failure.
No, George Washington did warn us against that, but originally the standing army was formed after the War of 1812, when it was pretty obvious that whistling up the militia and going against the world's greatest fighting force on land was not all that successful until Old Hickory beat them back not too far away from where I live.
I think we would have been fine without the standing army. But thank you, Matthew, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You want to comment? Is the Constitution an abject failure?
It is not.
I think it is. We can get into that coming up here in moments. Depends, I guess, what you think its goals were. This is Free Talk Live.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As President Trump is continuing to prepare for his State of the Union address, the one thing we keep hearing from folks out of the White House is...
The president is calling for unity. He's calling for an end to retribution and resistance politics.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway speaking there on Fox News, meanwhile outside the White House, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says everyone needs to just work together.
The president's going to lay out some of the great successes that we've had over the last 2 years and paint a picture of what we can do for this country if we come together.
Five of the nine Supreme Court justices will not be attending the State of the Union address tonight, including Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And Virginia Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's medical school is launching an investigation to determine how a racist photo was published in its yearbook. The school's president said racism has no place in society. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
I'm Laurel.
Coming up, we're going to tell you about the story we promised last Tuesday night, the one about why do so many modern jobs seem pointless. We're going to get into that coming up here. Johnson, you've got that to share. Also on the way very, very soon, we are less than basically a week and a half at this point away from Anarchapulco. And you can still go to anarchapulco.com. Maybe this will not be a sellout event, which, that said, it's going to be mostly sold out. It's going to be darn close to it because they'd sold, I think, over 2,500 tickets, and that was like a month ago. So they've got to be getting close. Anarchapulco.com, code FTL. This is the first year Anarchapulco will be so big. Last year it was 1,700 tickets, and they did sell out. Having Ron Paul speak at your event tends to do that. In fact, they're having Ron Paul come back this year, as well as Judge Napolitano for the very first time ever. There will be dozens of other great speakers who are going to be performing there, discussing entrepreneurship, investment, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. It was such a success last year that they have rented the entire resort this time. So everyone you see walking around is either going to be a hotel staff or they're going to be attending Anarchapulco, which is pretty cool. And again, there was a lot of people there last year. It's going to be even bigger this year, and you'll love it if you can make it down there. It's not too late to get your tickets over at anarchapulco.com. And yes, you can use coupon code FTL, and that will snag you a discount because you are a Free Talk Live listener. And we will be broadcasting from Anarchapulco, so don't miss us there. Mark's already down in Acapulco right now. He's been there basically for the last 5 days, so I'll be heading down there tomorrow. And Chris Reitman will be coming in to head up the show on Wednesday night. I think he's going to have Will Coley and Vincent in with him, so we'll have another live show from this studio. And then hopefully we'll be broadcasting from Acapulco as long as everything goes smoothly. I don't know what the internet connection is going to be like there yet, so there's some question marks that you don't really know what's going to be until you actually get there and try it out. So, anarchapulco.com, code FTL. We will see you there. Let's go to the phones here. Do the fun, or maybe not so much fun. This person calls themselves Angry, calling from New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey there, guys. How you doing? It's me, Dave.
From New York. Okay. You're calling yourself Angry tonight, or is this what the board op wrote about you?
The what?
They put in Angry as your name on the call screening software. Did you actually tell the call screener that your name was Angry tonight?
Yes.
Okay. What are you upset about?
Okay.
My ex-best friend
in Boston. He decided that we all talk on Zello. It's a walkie-talkie app. Me, mm-hmm. Knucklehead, TJ, and a bunch of other people, whatever.
Yeah, we don't know who they are.
There's this guy named Mook H, who I freaking hate, and Ticklewood decided to give this guy a star. Now, me and Ticklewood have been friends for, like, many, many, many years, and this guy, Mook H, is a creep. He's a stalker. I don't like him. Everybody knows
I
don't
like
him.
How told him that to his face?
I don't know who... Oh, my God. I've never met this creepy stalker.
Well, but I think you should say that to his face.
Mook H is across, he's out in the west somewhere.
You're referencing one of his videos, right? Yes. Okay, so for listeners who don't know, and Laurel also, you've probably never heard this person before.
No.
This is Dave in New York.
Why did you delete your YouTube channel, Dave?
I didn't. I have other channels. Anyway.
Whoa, what's the current channel that you're uploading to?
Point is, I don't like...
Wait a minute. You can't just come on here and be a YouTube celebrity and not tell us where...
I dressed up as you for Halloween one year.
That's right.
And I can't even show people to explain the costume that I have pictures of.
Because the video's down.
Yeah.
You should have saved it first.
Because I kind of look a little bit like you, Dave, especially when I put on the Angry Birds hat and the sunglasses. And I shaved my beard to look, similar facial hair. And it was, I thought it was a pretty good costume.
It was dead on.
Okay there. What is the name of the hot chick you have on here tonight?
The hot chick? Well,
You mean Ian?
I presume.
Accurate.
I presume you're talking about Laurel? Who also is a YouTuber. Now, Laurel gave us her YouTube channel.
I did.
Which is / Laurel's channel on YouTube. You don't even have to use the C. I tried taking the C.
Oh, really?
C out.
Okay. Yeah. So you just
you can get
Laurel's
it either
channel.
Way.
Okay.
/ Laurel's channel. So what is your current YouTube? Because for years, you've been calling into this show about something or another that you're angry about. You're perennially angry. And years ago, we learned that you had your own YouTube channel. It used to be called Hudson Valley Guy and then the number one. And at some point, you got a hair up your butt, and you deleted all the videos on the channel. And then you started posting videos to the channel again. And then at some point, you deleted them again. So, like, you have this sort of back and forth with...
Sounds like me with Facebook.
Like, committing to and then not committing to and abandoning your channel. So now you're going to get on here and tease us and claim you've got a channel, but you won't say where? Where is it at? What's the channel name?
It's not really like a channel. It's a bunch of letters and numbers. I can't really figure out how to.
What do we search for to find what's your most popular video?
I don't have a popular video. Just search me like. Anyway, point being is that I don't like Mook H. Everybody knows.
Okay,
I don't
hold
like
on.
Mook H.
Look, nobody. Wait. Why do you care so much about this Mook guy on the internet?
Because Ticklewood, my ex-best friend, he decided to give this mofo a star in a channel called We're Not Cops on Zello.
A star? Is that something special? I mean, what does the star mean on Zello? This is a two-way audio transmission app, right?
Yeah, he made him a moderator, like a star, like a double star moderator.
Friend made somebody you don't like on the internet a moderator of a channel that you hang out in.
I want to hear a rant about this on Hudson Valley Guy 1.
The channel name is called We're Not Cops on Zello.
Yeah, you mentioned that. But that's what you're upset about. You're upset because your ex-best friend. Now, how did he become your ex-best friend?
I've known him for many, many, many years, and this guy, Mook Age, you know, he is a creeper, a stalker. I don't like him.
Are you sure you're not projecting?
I just don't like him, and his voice is...
Okay. Oh, no, that's a legitimate reason, right? Like, if you're on an audio app, and somebody's got a really shrill, uncomfortable voice to listen to, that's a reason to, you know, to not like being in a channel with that person. But why do you continue to hang out there if it's so upsetting to you?
Because, you know, everybody knows I don't like Mook Age. Shane, Jared, Tristan.
We don't need the chat room.
Jeff, Fred, Billy. They all know.
We don't need the whole laundry list of who's in the chat room, but you didn't answer my question. I asked you if there's a person in a chat room who you don't like, and now that person has been given moderator capabilities over that chat room, because it was one thing when they were just the same level as you. Now they could technically kick you out or, you know, mute you or whatever it is that a moderator can do in one of these chat rooms. Why do you continue to stick around if you hate him so much?
I don't, because I'm trying to tell my Vicar to get rid of Mook Age. I also don't like Chuck. Chuck is a local freaking idiot. And
you should just tell Chuck and Mook Age to stop leeching off the channel. tell them that they're being pedos. And to get out of here.
Okay, so I feel like I have to keep explaining your in jokes here, because you know a lot of listeners.
Nobody can go find the YouTube videos anymore.
Well, right, a lot of listeners weren't around back when Dave first called the show. This is some of his original video content where he would get upset because when he's been going in these channels for years. Just to let you know, Laurel, back when he first called this program.
And are they like this call?
Yes.
Like, I hate
no
this
idea.
Person because of
I've
this.
Never,
oh my
some
god!
Of, have you actually
okay,
been in one
okay,
of these channels?
Okay, we no, all no. get the idea. We all get the idea.
Tell them to get a job. I mean, that's really so what you should do is just tell them to get off the channel and to go get a job.
So Dave has been historically just perennially upset because he goes into these channels. This was actually originally what he called about a long time ago. It was him getting made fun of on these various different chat groups that he's a part of. And my question to him then, as it is now, is if you are uncomfortable in a place, if you don't like the people in a place, why do you continue to go and be made fun of? He got called those names that you were talking about,
right.
And then he made videos where he kept repeating over and over again, because Dave likes to repeat himself, those things that people said about him. There's more coming
Bitcoin.com
up.
Is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve.
savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. But if you want to do it the old-fashioned way, you can still use the phones. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Johnson.
I'm Laurel.
Laurel, you are being introduced here to Dave in New York. He is from the Poughkeepsie area calling in tonight. He's mad about something that happened to him on the internet and something that has continued happening to him. Dave, when did you start calling the show? Was it like 2012 or 2010 or something like that? Do you remember?
I don't like Mook H, okay? I don't know why Sicklewood will not get rid of Mook H, because okay. I have told everybody, Shane, Jared, TJ, you know.
Hey, hold on there, buddy. Listen, I told you we don't need to have the whole laundry list of names. Now, I know you
but
love
wait,
to repeat yourself.
Have you told Mook H? That's the only one that's important out of that entire list. Have you told Craig? Have you told Mook H?
I have never met him. He lives on the other side of...
Wait, what do you mean you tell him?
You have to meet him. You have to go meet him and tell him to his face.
I am not going... If I'm meeting him,
where does he live?
Smack deadly. He lives on the West Coast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, you got to go out there to the West Coast. You need to set up a table and chair match.
Ticket. I mean, could you even buy a Greyhound ticket, Dave?
You did
all right earlier. He said MF or earlier. He was doing all right. That's too bad, because I really wanted to get into a little bit more about that with Dave and, like, why it is that he just continues to subject himself to this. He must like it, right? Like, there must be something about this online conflict that draws him in. He loves to have people hate him,
well,
I think.
That's why I suggested that you go out to the West Coast and set up a table and chair match. Because clearly he's playing the villain in his own little WWE saga.
He does seem to be a wrestling fan. Yeah. A lot of his videos. And you did find somebody that archived at least one of his videos.
Yeah,
what did you search for?
Onto our chat. I am not a leech.
I'm not a leech on YouTube. So yeah, if you want to see a classic...
And it's from the channel Man Child Adventure.
That's right. They got a few of his videos, I think.
Well, what does he do for a living? Do you know? Nothing?
He has been looking for a job.
He is not a leech. He is not a fellow.
He appears to be able-bodied.
Employed.
He is definitely able-bodied. However, he lives in some kind of welfare house and I presume receives welfare because he doesn't work. So unless he has gotten a job recently. I know every now and then he'll call in to say he's gotten a job, but he usually is looking for a job. And usually when he gets a job, he doesn't keep it very long because, well, Dave's pretty crazy. So it's hard to deal with a person who's always having interpersonal conflicts. As you might imagine, if he has conflicts with people on the Internet, he probably has them with people at the office or wherever it is that he might be able to find a job. I'm just guessing on that one, knowing, you know, what I know about Dave from the years of him calling this show. He doesn't call very often these days. It's maybe like 2 or 3 times a year. But there was a time when we would hear from Dave at least on a weekly basis, if not maybe for a short time daily. And it's always something he's mad about, some sort of interaction he's had with somebody where he's unhappy. He's just one of the most perennially angry people that has ever called this show. And it's sad for Dave, but it's entertaining as hell for the rest of us.
So you do like a discussion like this afterwards where you talk about him like this and then he still calls back?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Huh.
Oh, I don't know when he'll call back, but he will definitely call back because he... So if you were to watch...
Doesn't he get mad at you for saying these things?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
It really doesn't matter. If you'd watch some of his original videos, he's got a thing for calling radio as well. So on his original channel, Hudson Valley Guy 1 on YouTube, which we found years ago when he first called the show, he had videos of him calling, just videos of audio, basically, of him calling, like, the local rock radio station and requesting a song or something like that. He's just always been kind of like a radio caller guy. Uh-huh. And so he calls our show. He's actually called Chris Cantwell's show.
How did that go?
Well, much more abusive because Chris is, Chris won't, you know, Chris is very abusive to his callers, and that's sort of part and parcel of, you know, what happens when you call the Chris Cantwell show, especially if you're Dave in New York. So Chris just rips him up one end from the other, and Dave will call, just continues to call back.
Huh, okay.
So he appears to like the abuse while at the same time complaining about it.
It gives him something to complain about later on.
Yes. So
that is what he wants.
That's Dave in New York. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Mike calling from Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live watching us on twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead.
I'm actually just listening over the phone line. I did put in kind of a fake prank call last Tuesday because Johnson was on the air and
he
wanted to call about something serious.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you. And I just kind of wanted to pose this out there because this is something that I've kind of had, you know, just ruminations on. You know, I know that, you know, Ian and the bulk of the participants on the show are will probably identify themselves as, you know, voluntarists, libertarian,
I don't know how Laurel would identify herself.
I'm still working on that, actually, because it seems to be in transition.
And so, you know, on a certain level, like, you know, free people should have no boundaries. Like, I absolutely agree, right? We should be able to traverse the earth as we see fit, so long as we don't seek.
That would be the ideal in an ideal world. I would love it if that was practical, but I think there are some practical issues with that.
Yeah, and I can kind of see that, and I'm kind of posing this question to kind of help, you know, stick a jump button on my further understanding of the philosophy. You know, I in a petri dish, I'm kind of with you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when, after how many dozens of decades of disastrous foreign policy and the, not necessarily the hatred of the entire world, but, you know, there are large groups, large segments of, you know, populations across the planet that do not think highly of the people that reside within these borders,
mm-hmm.
and or their government, and so on one level, it's like I don't necessarily blame Donald Trump for wanting to build a wall. However, like I'm kind of caught between the two because we've pissed off so many people that if the border is as porous as the mainstream media would like us to think it is, which it may not be,
it is.
Yeah, then like, how do we, like, we're stuck living here, and the
No, if you have enough money, you can leave.
Well, I for one, do not.
Yeah.
I, for one, do not.
You can buy a pass out of the country if you have enough money. So, I mean, are you saying that, let me see if I'm understanding what you're saying so far. You're saying that U.S. foreign policy, invading and destroying innocent lives around the globe, is setting people off and making them mad about the United States government, maybe mad about the people in the United States, and so therefore there needs to be some sort of, in your mind, there ought to be some sort of restrictions at the border? No. Okay.
No, not necessarily in my mind that I think that. However, I mean, like, you know, terrorism is a tool of the desperate. You know, that's how they make
it. It's also the tool of the government.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we also know there are false flag events and all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for people that can't afford to buy, you know, citizenship to another country. And, I mean, I live in Wisconsin. Like, I don't fear Canadians all that much. And chances are, you know, coming across the southern border, those people might have a lot more to fear in terms of these, you know, nefarious actors.
There's not really any evidence for
border.
It. There's not really any evidence for it.
No, I mean, evidence for what?
Well, the fact is, I think it was the American Conservative magazine did a long piece about immigrants and statistics and looked and saw that they're less likely to actually commit violence than even native-born people.
Well, so, legal immigrants have a very low crime rate.
Even illegal ones.
It's higher
than exempt. If you exempt the crime of crossing the border without asking for permission, if you're only looking at actual violent crime, then it's actually lower than the native-borns, even among people who are so-called illegal.
There are places in the United States that have extremely high violent crime rates.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago or Baltimore.
And it's actually only about, I think, 2% of the neighborhoods. When you remove those 2% of the neighborhoods out, then you get a different number for the crime rate for the rest of the United States, and that is lower than for illegal aliens.
My question is do we just take the complete laissez-faire attitude of just like, what's going to happen is going to happen, or should there be some measure of support for those that are kind of stuck, you know, within, you know, these kind of forced borders? I mean,
so when you say support, what do you? I want to find out more about what you mean. Hang on, Mike, because I'm still not real sure of what the question is or what it is that you're trying to say. So we'll continue because it sounds like it's a good conversation. I'm just not really sure where anybody's at in it yet. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Laurel's an immigration attorney, so she knows a thing or two about the topic. More coming.
Number one international best-selling author Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009. Watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.